You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We are here at the Education Transitions Conference at the British Medical Association, hosted by Thomas Pocklington Trust and Guide Dogs. Joining me from Thomas Pocklington Trust, Education Transitions Coordinator George Plumridge. George, thank you for joining us.
No worries, thank you for having me.
So one thing you've talked about is the STEP Transitions Programme. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, of course. So we have our STEP Transitions Programme, which is for students that are moving through university, so blind and partially sighted students that are either currently at secondary school thinking about their next step into further education, or they may be currently in further education and they're thinking about their next step into higher education. And what the programme endeavours to do is we work with students to develop skills around confidence and their self-advocacy skills, their technology, communication, and to really build a network and a peer support group for students to be able to feel comfortable in sharing their worries and barriers that they might feel like they might face when they move in September. And then we're just working with them together to try and really make them feel like more confident and ready for their next journey in education for September.
So what stage is the programme currently at?
So the programme, we launched it over a year ago, and then we conducted an evaluation last year, and we come with some recommendations for that, and then we launched it again this year in more of a, we've kind of implemented some new recommendations around, it's got some more of a cohort model now, so we've really noticed that allows students to feel more confident in getting to know each other, then they are building that confidence as they move through the different sessions throughout the year. And then we have had three sessions so far.
Now, excuse the pun, but what are the kind of next steps for the STEP Transitions Programme?
So in terms of next steps, I mean, we're very big and bold and ambitious, and we are really shaping the programme, and we're trying to strengthen it every year and every session at a time. And I think that we have lots of plans in place that we are working towards. And I think that at the moment, I think the primary focus is to really build that community for students and allowing them to have that peer support. I think it's massively important, as well as hearing each other's experiences and also being able to hear from students that have already been through that transition and them being able to share their voice in terms of what's worked. I think that's the primary focus for us at the moment.
Fantastic. And if people would like to find out more about the STEPS Transitions Programme or sign up to it, where can they go?
So you can visit on our website. So you can go onto our website, and it's, if you type in student transitions or STEP onto the search page, Thomas Pocklington Trust website, it will take you to our page where you can find out more information, and there's links on there for the students to register.
Fantastic. George Plumridge, Education Transitions Coordinator at Thomas Pocklington Trust. Thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.